Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions, your host, George Gonzalez. As you know, this program is to interview business people and professionals in terms of their life history, and we can learn from their experiences. And today I got a little bit of a wrinkle. I have a person who I consider a business person, an empresario, an entrepreneur, Sister Rosemarie Gonzalez. Sister Rosemarie, how are you?
Fine. Thank you, George. Thank you for allowing me to be here with you. It's nice to be able to share with you.
Well, it's been great looking around the facilities. Sister Rosemarie is the founder, and of course is part of her religious order, of the Hogar Buen Pastor, which would be the Good Shepherd Home.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about how she created this project, and we're going to talk about what she's learned and where she's headed with this project. So, Sister Rosemarie, first of all, tell us about what this project is all about at this particular point in time.
Okay. It is a transitional housing for homeless. And in our case, the great majority of the homeless that come here are also addicted to alcohol and other substance. And so they are in the street and need detox and need all battery of services to be able to get them on their feet again and to be able to begin a whole new way of life.
Okay, and how many male and female, if I think you help both genders, how many do you have more or less at this time? What would be the normal population that you would have you be giving services to?
We have 68 persons. 12 are women, and the other 40.
The balance.
The balance.
No problem. We don't have to be so specific. Yeah. But yeah, so basically, we're talking about 60, and most of them are male. And
that's right.
And what are the services that you provide? You know, for this population.
They're an adult population, 18 years or older, and we try to give them a complete service, a service from giving them a place to sleep, a place to eat, a place where they can live, and then everything that is needed in between there for them to be able to start a new life, to be able to get a job and to be able to find a living place. We have detox with natural products and acupuncture, and then we live in a community, and through that community helping one another, they go learning how to respond and how to live an everyday life without needing to get drugs or to give them a high or whatever, to be able to live a normal life and be able to go ahead in life.
And the location is where you've been most of your life in terms of
as a religious
person. It's in Puerta de Tierra. Yes. Tell us where it is located and why you chose this location.
Okay, well, we're in Puerta de Tierra, and Puerta de Tierra for many years has had perhaps it was the beginning where the drug problem began. I recall when it began. I wish I had known then what I know now to be able to help to prevent it getting to where it's gotten. But we live in Puerta Tierra on the main street that goes that comes out of San Juan, Avenida de la Constitución, and I chose to live in Puerta de Tierra because I felt that it was important that these persons who wanted to change their lives would be able to change them no matter where they would be living afterwards, even if they would be living in a place where there were drugs around or where there was alcohol around, that they could still survive and they could still not have to have a relapse.
Right. So instead of putting out in some beautiful rural area separated from the real world, you have them. This is actually across from San Agustin Church and the school.
Yes.
And so they're walking out, there are the bars and there are the locations where drugs are transacted. So they're in the midst of where they were born, where they live, and where they will have to basically go back to. So that's your philosophy.
Yes.
Keep them involved with
I wanted also to give them to have confidence in them, to know that someone would confide in them and trust that they would were serious in not wanting to change. So not only are these things all surrounding here, but we don't have like a gate around we're right on the street,
right,
on the sidewalk. And so they freely come down from the house and are around there. And it's good because it's given them strength, you know, to be able to deal with that and know, be firm about their decision.
And in terms of the daily activities, what are some of the activities that you've developed that helps them, you know, train them to get back into employment and all? Mm-hmm. What are the activities you have here at the Buen Hogar?
Well, our home is the whole process. The program is quite different from most of the rehabilitation programs. We base ourselves on community life and a faith-based community life where we believe that God exists and that He loves us and that He's with us. And then that community living where they live together and help each other. They help each other through the detox. Like those who are in detox, we don't separate them from the rest of the group. They're mixed right in and they help each other to be able to conquer those things which are difficult. They also then have as a base what we call on-the-job training. And so there are different jobs that we have, including some micro businesses, where they work during the day at different places, but they're all in the hogar or in the school, which also gives them the opportunity to do the maintenance, to work in the lunchroom,
the cafeteria. Right, yeah.
And so they get into the working world again, because many of them being in the street and using drugs have drifted away from that. And this helps them to get back into reality and to be responsible and to use their creativity and to learn how to get along with with co-workers and how to follow instructions, etc., and all these things. So it's through all that living community and living and the on-the-job works that we go helping them to live a regular common life, you know?
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back and we'll discuss how you got into this, which is very different for you. Normally, or originally started your religious vocation. Mm-hmm. So we'll be right back. I'm with Sister Rosemary Gonzalez of El Hogar Buen Pastor.